Hey.
All
right. Hey. There we go. You I'm a little sweaty. Got the heat on and I'm drinking rum.
Rum. I did the rum thing today too.
What kind you got?
Mount Gay Black Barrel.
Right. Okay. I went with Lamb's Navy Rum.
Oh. And
I know. It's like one of those bums on the corner of the street size bottle, you know? But I got to tell you, man, this is like one of my favorite rums over here. The first time I had it was on Gemma's 30th birthday. And we were in a cool bar that our friend worked at in Brighton, down by the beach in Brighton. And I was just having a smoke. And I had to go up to the bartender and say, what kind of rum is this? Because this is amazing. And he showed me the bottle. And I was like, all right. And I had to get some. I love it. I don't know what it is. It's like, maybe it's the blend of spices. I don't know. But it's like, you know, how sometimes like Kraken and Captain Morgan's tattoo, those really dark, dark rums, you know, that are really spiced. Sometimes those are so sweet that I don't care for it. So the one I was drinking last week, the Red Leg, it's hard for me to get because that was like a craft rum from a festival. Mm-hmm. I could probably buy it online, but shipping over here is incredible. So I'm so happy with this like, you know, 9-pound bottle of Lamb's Navy rum, and I love it.
But you're adventurous. Like you try different things. Like last week you had Red Leg.
Yeah.
Is like something I've never heard of.
Yeah, I never heard of it either. Name. Right, because it was like one of those festival finds, and those are so rare that you know you're happy with what you got. But you know that's
about
those places is they let you taste little tasters of things, then you end up buying a bottle because you like it.
Right, so, right.
Yeah, great. But yeah, I know Mount Gay is like that's really well known, and that was one of the ones at our bar that was always prominently on display.
Yeah, well, I went with the Black Barrel, which I guess is a small batch, you know, when they get one that tastes particularly better.
Yeah.
So it was a little more, it was like $45 for the bottle, but it was worth it. It's very good.
I can't deal with the prices of alcohol over here right now. I just can't.
I
was looking into the Screwball. So it's 50 pounds, you know, $50 for the bottle. But then to have it shipped to me is like another 10 or 15 pounds. Like that's a lot for a bottle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really is.
On it until things start opening up. And because Gemma told me that the place that sells it is right near where she used to work when she would go into London. So
what is that in dollars?
Like
American dollars.
50, probably like 67.
Oh, wow. That's
dollars. Yeah.
It's like $28 here.
That's ridiculous. So I feel like I look horrible. Like I'm as pale as a ghost. I didn't get much sleep. I was like, I watched that inauguration yesterday from 8 a.m. until 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Like every bit of it. I just didn't want to miss a thing. I wanted to see it with my own eyes so that I could believe it. And the concert was so good with Lady Gaga. Well, that wasn't the concert. That was the actual inauguration. Lady Gaga and J-Lo killed it. Garth Brooks, but the concert, like John Bon Jovi, and he's getting dragged online a lot. Everybody says he looks like your lesbian aunt. I don't know.
I haven't seen him lately.
But he sang "Here Comes the Sun." Like, what a great song! And
John Legend
was amazing. Bruce Springsteen was amazing. Demi Lovato. I mean, like they just had great people. Justin Timberlake. It was so well put together, well done. You know, honoring frontline workers and the president, and you know, it was just amazing. You know, like I lost track of how many times I cried yesterday because and I don't mean like, you know, dab dab a tear, dab dab. I was ugly girl blubber crying. Like that kind of crying. And that poet, that young black girl, that African-American poet that I think her name, I want to say it's, I'm going to get this wrong. I want to say it's Amanda Gorman or Andrea Gorman, Amanda Gorman, but she was just so poised and so perfect. And her words just, I think, captured the spirit of the country. Like, it was crazy sick. Like, she has gotten so much attention, you know, like she, Oprah tweeted her.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know who would want to be the president. Like, you literally have to worry about the entire world.
Yeah,
I
have it is. It's thing, insane. It's
worrying
insane.
About my own little world, you know? And I'm like, who would even want that job? You could see they age so much in the 4 or 8 years. Yeah. There, you know, you see,
Obama. Like,
Obama looks so great when he started. Like, literally, you have to, while you're worrying about what's happening here, something in the other side of the world is happening. Now you got to handle that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I always, I'm like, God bless, enjoy. I would never want to have to worry about that stuff.
It's,
you know,
so it's daunting. Such a
it is. It's a lot. I have trouble managing just my life.
Yeah, but now, you know, I'm happy I can go back to, like, watching my shows. I had shows that I, you know, yesterday I just didn't even have regular TV on. I just was watching that all day. So go back to normal now. Even during the day now, I feel relief. Like, that's it. Like, I feel relief. Like, I don't have to be watching the news to find out what thing has been done. I can now,
see?
You know, I can watch soap opera again. I can...
I was more of the head in the sand. Like, I didn't watch the news because I didn't want to know about it.
My cousin just said, oh, I don't watch the news anymore. Like a blanket statement.
I just didn't want to know.
I don't watch the news anymore. I listen to country music. I sail on my boat. That's it. I'm like, okay.
I took that approach. Just don't listen to it.
Yeah. But now we can get back to life in general. We can get back to our TV shows. We can get back to... And as a matter of fact, we've got Joni waiting to get in here in the green room, and she's going to talk to us about some shows that she finds binge-worthy. So that's exciting.
Favorite snacks.
Favorite snacks and wine pairings to go with your Netflix. This is fascinating to me. I can't wait to tell you guys what my snacks are. All right, let's let Joni in. The things I do. Some things don't need to be shared.
Hi, girls. I finally am able to drink a cocktail with you. I'm not in a car. Cheers.
Cheers to you, Joni. Look at you on the
I miss you guys. Look, I'm wearing my t-shirt, make it a blockbuster night in honor of our Netflix.
Beautiful. She is incredible. I love this idea that you've got binge-worthy shows and wine and snack pairings.
Yes, I'm so excited to share my personal picks with you. And then, of course, I want to ask you ladies your Netflix picks. So I'm going to go right to it with my list of the top 5 most binge-worthy Netflix shows right now.
Okay.
And we want to
know. I hope I'm watching one of these.
I hope you are, too.
Before you start, though, we wanted to know what your wine pairing snack was with each one. So,
okay, well, I have a cocktail or a wine for each one. So,
okay,
my first one, I kind of thought I would read it and then mention the wine and the snack with it.
Excellent.
Okay, so my current obsession right now, I just finished it. It's a 3-episode series, The Night Stalker.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
Nope.
Docuseries on Richard Ramirez, the psycho killer. Okay. Obviously, my pairing for this.
Gory. How did you sit through
that? I
know,
it's horrible. I had to take breaks. I couldn't watch it all the way through. I had to stop. But it was shot in a very suspenseful, enticing way. And the story just, you went down the rabbit hole. It was got more and more bizarre. And I actually became obsessed with the detectives that ultimately took this psycho down. Mm-hmm. So I learned things about the cases I never knew before. But the obvious choice for this would be 19 Crimes Wine. Got a pair of
it. Oh,
yeah. And because the Night Stalker was a disgusting, all he did was eat junk food till the point that his teeth rotted out of his head. You got to pair it with crackers and cheese whiz, you know? Maybe throw in a bag of corn nuts. I don't know.
Excellent. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
So my next one, I hope, and I think you're watching this, Bridgerton.
Yes.
Fabulous, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to go with the Queen's Dubonnet on this. Our beautiful Queen of England drinks multiple cocktails each day, as you know.
Little gin, and please, yeah.
It's Dubonnet gin and
a
slice. And our snack is going to be cucumber sandwiches.
Oh my God.
Very British.
That's very tea time right. of you.
So incredibly Bridgerton. British. That is IP British right there.
People love the Bridgerton, but we're putting a little whiskey rock lounge twist on it by adding the cocktail. So my other obsession, and I really can't stop watching it, Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah. You're a child of the 80s, right?
A child of the 80s. Can't get enough of it. For years, I've been wondering what the hell happened to Johnny Lawrence. Now we know.
Johnny is Martin Cove in it still?
He's still in it. He's still evil. He's the sensei. And guess what? We learn his backstory now on why he became the way he became. Because everybody has a backstory. And you learn, okay, this dude is so evil. But they don't just become that way overnight. Like something, it's a long trail that leads to that, you know, creation of this villain.
That's, Jay, you know who this is. He played Izbeki in Cagney and Lacey.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I actually met this actor in real life, and he was wonderful.
Great guy, right?
He loves when people recognize him from his various pop culture, you know, iconic things, and we all have a fan. All have somebody in that show. I think Jack's behind me. He might be making a cameo.
He's photo bombing.
Oh, I'm
hey,
watching
Jack.
Oh.
Okay, go over there, buddy.
Oh, you know, I know him from The Karate Kid, but I forgot he was Izbeki. Oh my, Wizbeki or Wizbeki, right? Izbeki. Oh man, yeah. Now I really want to watch it.
It's really good. He's crazy on the show, but you learn his backstory. I mean, for years I wondered, you know, why did this guy make Cobra Kai? Like, how did that even come? So the drink for this, Sake Tini, which is a sake.
I was going to guess sake.
Yes, a sake martini, and we're going to pair it with edamame.
Oh, that's
nice.
Brilliant. Excellent. Yep.
So what is a Sake Tini? That's very interesting. So Sake Tini is
2.5 ounces of gin or vodka, 1/2 ounce of sake, and you garnish it with a cucumber slice.
Oh, I want to personally try a Sake Tini. I happen to like sake.
Okay with that. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Tasty.
In the background.
We haven't done sake in the lounge yet, Denise.
No, I don't think I've ever brought sake into my home. Like, I've always had it out.
Me too.
When I used to go out to restaurants.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy the hot sake. So my next current obsession is Bling Empire. This is a brand new series. It's a reality series, and it's based on the ultra wealthy Asians living in Beverly Hills right now.
Oh, okay. I saw it in my Netflix thing. Yeah.
So incredible. They put the Kardashians to shame. They really do. So my next pick, actually I didn't mention my drink. It's the French 75 for Bling Empire. This drink is an old time drink that made a comeback in recent years. It's 1 ounce of gin. I actually really like gin. 1/2 ounce of lemon and 2 dashes of simple syrup and 2 ounces of champagne. It's a very very bougie.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my snack for this is nothing, because on the show, they pretend to eat at the parties because they're all super skinny and they don't actually eat.
So we get no snack for that.
The snack is like pretending to eat your favorite snack, but not actually eating it. So,
okay, got it. That's excellent.
Perfect.
Okay.
And my fifth choice, which this is also like probably one of the most favorite series I've ever seen in my life, The Queen's Gambit. I don't know if you saw this.
Digging it.
I love chess. And this show was about the protagonist in it was just, she was an orphaned girl who literally clung to chess. That was her home. That was her family, was the chessboard. And she gets adopted by this very eccentric woman who loves Gibson martinis. And the special thing about a Gibson martini is you garnish it with pearl onions instead of olives.
Oh.
So unfortunately, the chess player in the film does end up developing an addiction to these drinks and other things, but she overcomes it. And but it's a fun drink. It's very Mad Men. Fun to bring it back.
It's British. So, like, British people love those little pickled onion things.
Yes. Yes. It is very British.
Yeah.
So, and then my snack for this is Pepperidge Farms Chessmen cookies. Because why would it not? You have to have your chessmen.
That's great.
Right. That's perfect. Yeah. She gave this a lot of thought.
Of course. Like that. Your podcast is important to me. So. So I have to ask it now, this big question. I've shared my picks. What are your Netflix pick moment?
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I was watching The Night Stalker. So that one you took, let me think. I mean, you know me, I'm always a little behind everything. So,
okay. So you're probably watching Tiger King now then.
No, never Tiger King. I, as soon as I saw the tiger in the cage in the van in the first 5 minutes, I couldn't watch that.
Son.
Yeah, we all know that was Carol Baskin's fault.
Netflix. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm waiting to come back because I've been watching. Okay. I like to go back and rerun okay. and watch them again because I forget, you know. And I'm waiting for Dead to Me to come back.
That's such an amazing
I love Dead to Me.
Have you watched season two?
Yes. Okay. But they said there will be a season three.
Excellent.
And
I end up being stop watching it once it's on. So
for that, my drink pick would be a nice red wine. They used to drink Merlot. And then for a snack, I would totally have some kind of a cake. Like a birthday cake, because remember the scene in the first one with the cake when she smashed the cake with the mother's face, and then the bird came back and was eating the cake, and the kid thought it was his father. So okay, so I would definitely want to do wine and cake with Dead to Me when that comes back, and then
I like it.
I don't want to sound like so like I'm living in the past, but I'm also waiting for Grace and Frankie to come back. So I watched the
two months, right?
Okay. I think it's 2 months. And I watched that last season again, because I really only watched it once and it was kind of quickly. And definitely it would be a martini, because Grace is always drinking martinis. I watch that show and I feel like having the martini just for the olives. Yeah, maybe the snack would be smoking a joint, but I think it would have to be paired with something Frankie might eat, like granola. But she also loved cheese, so she used to like have all these cheese platters out. So
wow,
along those lines.
You really know about these characters.
I do. I totally do.
That's great.
Okay, Denise, what is your
Well, we have recently binged on Bridgerton, and I'm not one for making like a cocktail while I'm watching it. So I don't even remember what we drank. I don't even remember. I might have had the Irish whiskey tea. I was drinking.
Like, oh, wow. That sounds good. And, like Jameson?
A little Jameson in an actual whiskey-based hot tea.
Wow.
Yeah, like I got it in Dublin. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. That sounds fabulous.
Yeah. And then my snack for everything, you guys, is what Donna and I made up a long time ago called Fat Girl Trail Mix.
Nice.
And you start with like roasted pecans or roasted cashews, like some kind of mix of nuts. and then some raisins or dried cranberries. Sounding really healthy, right? But here's where it goes. Yeah. Here's where it goes awry. M&M's.
Nice.
And like I can't find them over here, but you remember how they used to have like caramel squares?
Oh yes, candy caramel. I remember those.
Like tear that up and put it in there. So now you've got the salty, the sweet, the caramel. You know,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I make Fat Girl Trail Mix for everything, and then the trick is you're not allowed to look at it. It, so every bite is a surprise.
I love it.
Like you can't pick through and be like, oh, I just want a raisin. I'm gonna have a nut. No.
You there's no picking.
You can't get what it, right? You don't look down at it and you just eat what you get.
So it's a snack with rules.
It's a snack with rules. Sometimes we have these candy bars over here called dairy milk. Like, you know, like that's a big
thing
over here, right? So they make this one called Marvelous Creations. It's got Pop Rocks.
Are you guys talking about
jelly candy and M&M kind of things in it. So that's another good one to put in there, because if you get a Pop Rock, it's just like, it's amazing. So like I bust up those or a handful of M&Ms, you know, any kind of little caramel treat, mix it all in there with the nuts and the raisins. And that's the thing. That is the treat for the night. Whereas my wife will have celery stalks.
Oh,
what is a celery stalk?
Does she at least put it in blue cheese? I hope.
Nope. Straight up. Like Bugs Bunny.
No way.
Celery stalk.
Like celery straight up. I got to at least stick that in a Bloody Mary. Something.
So sometimes it's a cucumber. Sometimes
I thought you said celery socks. I didn't know what that was.
No, celery socks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously disciplined.
This is the thing.
Disciplined.
Disciplined, really. Yeah, that's
a little cup of green tea.
Green tea, not even anything with sugar or anything bad for you.
Nothing in it.
I strive to eat like Gemma. I strive to eat.
And it's not even that she, you know, like makes it a point to. Like it's just what she likes.
It's what she likes, her way of life.
I know.
That's the way Patrick is, Joni's little one.
My little son is that way.
Like a baby bunny. Like a baby bunny. Just gnawing away on vegetables.
And unfortunately, I'm the bunny who likes the Cadbury eggs.
Right.
Right. He loves...
Eat a piece of broccoli, like not even cooked or anything.
Oh.
It's like...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He loves apples, Denise. Apples.
Well, her too. Gala apples. Organic. Gala apples. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not any other kind of fruit either. Like she does not, she despises strawberries, peaches, mango, like does not like any fruit, bananas and apples. That's it.
That's pretty much me with fruit. I like apples and bananas.
Any kind of fruit. Grapes, another one. Like I like to freeze grapes and put them in my yogurt.
Oh, nice idea.
Yeah, sick summertime treat is frozen blueberries. In yogurt, and then it makes the yogurt freeze. So now you've got like frozen blueberry yogurt that you didn't even have to buy. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But you know, as far as like Netflix, we did for a while there, we binged hard on some of the reality shows like Instant Hotel.
Okay.
That was fun. Like the home improvement kind of shows. Like
we did
that for quite a while. But now we're like back onto the series. So we were like happy with Bridgerton. And I mean, it's Shonda, you can't go wrong. It wasn't anything heavy. You could still check your email while you were watching it. You know, those are important things.
Like who doesn't love a trip there to Shondaland? Shondaland,
right? Honestly, Lady Danbury was like probably my favorite because black don't crack and she looked good. Good.
Flawless.
And Penelope is in a show over here called Dairy Girls.
Oh wow.
It is so funny. It's about like teenagers that live in Ireland. So the you definitely have to have subtitles on. Can't understand a word they're saying. but they're like, you know, always getting into trouble, like a group of girls from the from a school. Wow. And one guy. But yeah, it's really, really funny. She's so good in it. I think she's the one that just figured out that she was a lesbian. So, I mean, there's only been like two or three seasons. And I don't know if it's coming back, but it did really, really well. So I hope to see her in that again. But it was thrilled to see her in an American show.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah. So yeah, that's you know, and we went hard on The Crown. Hard. we just watched that in like, I don't even know. About 10 hours in a day. Pretty much.
Or a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, because now it's getting to the era that you know.
Remember,
you know,
right.
Lady Diana comes into it, and, you know, it's the actors have been fantastic. And, you know, I think it's next season, they are switching actors again. So you have Imelda Staunton playing the queen.
Wow.
Where you just had Olivia Colman. So, yeah, and a new Charles and a new Diana. So. And now we're getting into the 90s. So,
yeah, I love the 90s royals.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super, super happy with this past season. It was really good. Like, it kept me completely interested. And I didn't have to keep like Googling, because I always need a bit of fact. Like, I need to know if this really happened. I need to know if that really happened. So I'm constantly like Googling stuff while I'm watching it. But yeah, I don't even think I looked at my phone this time around. It was so good. It was so good. And whoever's doing Camilla is fantastic too. Cause that's, you know, that's a crappy role to have to play. Mistress to a nation.
You're not the favorite. You're definitely not the favorite.
Not loved.
she's all redeemed now. She's all redeemed now. They're okay with her.
Yeah.
They a lot work of her fans.
She's they the work Dr. Cornwall now.
Yeah. She's
I come up with it all. I love it.
Yeah, she's pretty much turned everything around for herself.
Yeah,
there's a lot of candidates.
They finally accepted her.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, they got bigger fish to fry, don't they? Yeah, a little bit more going on now that Harry's
right.
Yeah, right. After right. Was kind of like, what just happened?
God. You know, I was thinking, like, when we were talking about that, like, did you have a favorite snack when you were young?
I did. Yes.
What was yours?
My favorite snack when I was young, I used to eat Malamars with my Nana.
And also crunches.
And when I was a little bit older, Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos, yeah. Which
recently
and
released.
Also crunches. Yes.
It's all coming back.
What was your favorite, Denise?
Mine was I like to stick my finger in a box of dry Jell-O, lick it. That was before Fun Dip, so I was literally ahead of my time. I would
That's
open a box
very
of Jell-O, and I would lick my finger and stick it in there and eat the Jell-O off my finger. Yeah, so that was a fun one. And then I was always very like much into the salty snacks,
mm-hmm.
You know? So my dad always had bags and bags of peanuts. Like, he loved peanuts with beer, you know? So I always was into peanuts. And then as I was a little older, and I grew up in Western New York in Niagara Falls, and they had this, this popcorn that didn't have kernels or hulls. So it was just like the white part. And I used to go through bags of that. It would just melt in your mouth. It was insane. It was by a brand called Troyer Farm. And they were, I think they were just called Huff Puffs. They were so good. So yeah, it was always like, even now, anything salty is my jam.
Well, my favorite was Bugles. Remember
yes.
Bugles?
Oh, they have Bugles over here now. So I always had my fingers, like, got to do Edward Scissorhands with them. Yes.
They were They were like special. Like that wasn't something we usually got, that my friends always had them at lunch. So then my mom started getting them. And then for sweet, I like the Baby Ruth bars. I don't even know if they make them anymore.
Do they make Baby Ruth bars? I just had one 2 days ago.
They have them like, there now.
Gemma did a little American store shopping.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know. It's a little bit of everything, but it's, there's no, I'm not a big caramel person.
Yeah, and
there's no
bit,
caramel
nougat.
In that.
It's I'm a caramel nougat. Person.
Nougat. Nougat, yeah.
Yeah, it's just peanuts, chocolate, and nougat. And for Christmas, I think Gemma and Hazel did a little American store shopping. So I had some Reese's peanut butter sticks and I had the Baby Ruth bars. And I totally forgot about them. And I was scrounging around because I didn't feel like putting the effort into a fat girl trail mix. So I was like, hey, Christmas candy. Yeah,
you should market that fat girl trail mix.
We thought about it. Chicky even made us a label and it was so perfect because it was like, it was two cashews because you know how we're kind of shaped like cashews. So it's two cashews with stick arms and legs and the different.
I love it. They really thought this through.
Yeah, Vicky. Yeah.
So can we do Fat Girl Trail Mix sold exclusively through the Whiskey Rock Lounge?
Sure.
Totally do that and have that on a label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, we used to put it in our swag bags. We would make little baggies of it and put it in our swag bag. So if we were doing an event that we were giving away merch, we would drop in a bag of Fat Girl Trail Mix. Because then, peanut M&Ms are fantastic with it. And then we started getting the caramel M&Ms or the pretzel M&Ms and, you know, really putting our stamp on it.
So you got it out there. You got it out there a little bit.
A little bit. Oh, you guys have been like so cool. This is so fun. I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We are running low on time. So Joni, I have to say the effort you have put into this has been stellar. I am super excited about it. I love having you on.
And I love being on.
I'm quite impressed that you guys are watching Night Stalker.
It's really a wild ride.
Right?
I'm still in it. Thank you so much.
All right, let's
cheers,
have a
girls. Party. It's time for me to get a second cocktail.
Cheers.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, girls.